News. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump again ripping Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for his latest comment on ending the war with Russia. Sagar Magani has details.
Volodymyr Zelensky says the end is still very, very far away. On social media, President Trump slammed that as the worst thing Zelensky could have said. And hours later at the White House.
He better not be right about that.
Oh, I think he's quite right.
The Brookings Institution's Angela Stent, a former U.S. intelligence officer for Russia, says Putin has no interest in negotiating a deal to stop the fighting right now, and first wants to watch U.S.-European relations implode.
And it will be much easier then for Russia to win this war on its own terms.
But the president's focused on Zelensky, saying if someone doesn't want to make a deal,
that person won't be around very long. That person will not be listened to very long.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
On trade, the president says,
no room left for Mexico or for Canada. No, the tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect tomorrow.
25% on imports from each country. Canada's Foreign Minister Melanie Joly tells CTV,
we are ready with $155 billion worth of tariffs.
Stocks tumbled on the news, and Nicole Winfield has an update on the Pope.
The Vatican is reporting another setback in Pope Francis's recovery from pneumonia. Doctors say he suffered two more respiratory crises today, and they had to put him back on the non-invasive mechanical ventilation. They also had to perform what's called a bronchoscopy, where they snaked a tube down into his airways, guided by a camera, to suction out the mucus and secretions that he's not been able to cough out on his own. They speak of these episodes as in the past tense, meaning they are over, but they are still saying that his prognosis is guarded, meaning he is not out of danger.
This is AP News. An Oscar recap from Ed Donahue.
Some blockbusters were in contention for Best Picture. That includes Wicked and Dune Part 2. But the winner is a story set at a strip club.
Anora.
It's kind of a fairy tale story without the fairy tale ending.
You like Cinderella?
Yes, Cinderella.
Star Mikey Madison won the Best Actress Oscar. Sean Baker won Best Director.
Watching a film in the theater with an audience is an experience. We can laugh together, cry together, scream in fright together, perhaps sit in devastated silence together. And in a time in which the world can feel very divided, this is more important than ever.
Adrian Brody won Best Actor for The Brutalist. Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for her role in Emilia Perez. And Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his performance in A Real Pain. The Oscar ceremony, for the most part, stayed away from politics. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.